your voice and ours on 938 Live.
And this is High Tech on 938 Live. Hello, I'm Andre Archuk together with Howie Lim. If you're listening to us for the first time, well, this is the program where we get IT specialists, analysts, and even trendsetters to share us, well, the latest technology space. Technologies that enhance our work and productivity, and possibly technologies that improve the quality of our lives. We also review software and new products on the market by industry experts and users. And today, we'll have a bit of a surprise for you. We'll have in the studio our colleague from the Today newspaper, Wong Pei Ting, who will be reviewing with us a top-of-the-range model of the ASUS ZenFone 2 series.
Now, here's an important question for you. What do you do when your internet connection goes down?
Go to
besides
sleep.
Throwing a tantrum.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I try to cajole the CPU. I'll
put
my face on the CPU and please.
Sayang it a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But there's actually something constructive you can do. There's a toolbox that does allow for internet connection when the network's going wonky, I suppose.
Okay, we're going to find out all about that in just a while as we welcome Harish Pillay. He is Global Head of Community Architecture and Leadership at Red Hat in APEC. Harish, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invite.
Now, although you're from Red Hat, which is a software company that provides open source software products to the enterprise community, today you're actually representing FOSS Asia, F-O-S-S. Mm-hmm. Tell us what FOSS Asia is all about, please.
Well, FOSS Asia is about free and open source software, F-O-S-S.
Right.
So it's about the ability to code and share code software by anybody, to be written by anybody across the world. And, you know, the idea here is to build on each other's innovation and collaborate and, you know, solve world problems.
Oh, okay. Solve world problems. And so what does someone mean when they actually say it's open source technology?
Okay. In the case of software, open source basically means you have access to the source code, the code that builds the software you need to run. So it's just like saying instead of not being able to read a book, you can only listen to the book.
Right. Okay.
Then you don't know how to read. So this gives you the ability to read the code and understand what the code is actually trying to do so that you can modify, improve, change, and so on. And so that way you add a lot more possible functionality from other people, only the person who initially wrote it.
It's like giving you the DNA
essentially,
of the software, isn't it?
Exactly. And also,
not copyrighted, so to speak.
It is copyrighted.
Okay.
It's copyrighted.
It's all copyrighted. It builds on a notion of the General Public License, GPL, which gives you the right to copy, the right to share, the right to modify, and the right to even, you know, for that matter, make
Use
money
it.
Out of it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You can.
Of course, you can sell it. I mean, absolutely no problem.
But can't someone say, but that's part of my work?
Well, it's because if you put it on a GPL license, for example, or Creative Commons license, any of these two, it does not matter. And that's how Red Hat does what we do. Our business model is all centered around the fact that our code that we make available is available to every customer, the source code, in addition to the compiled version that they run on their systems.
Oh.
So they can change and modify and improve whatever they want to do.
So how else does FOSS support developers and makers of free and open source technologies?
Mm-hmm. Who are they, you mean? Or
how does FOSS support
this is a community of developers, community of contributors. So they may have their own places where they generate their own income. So this is not necessarily the primary source of income. So we're not talking about dollar value. We're talking about the ability to share and build credibility within the community. Or if you want to get a problem solved, I know who to ask and who can help me solve a particular problem.
Mm.
So it's kind of it builds on credibility more than anything else. It's not about the financials. It's about solving a problem.
Ah.
Almost bragging rights.
It is all bragging rights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because I trust you to do the right stuff, and therefore I can trust you to add code into my enterprise solution. So that's how Red Hat, that's essentially how Red Hat has built our business, the last 25 years, or 20 years or so. So that's how we built a business.
But you know, in a world where everybody wants to copy and, make money out of it, and of course not even claim that, somebody else did that work. How do you get about around
Well, that's the beauty of the model. The model does say you cannot say that when you take the code that this is entirely yours. You must acknowledge, minimally state my name there, whoever wrote the offer was,
right,
that it came from so-and-so. But all I'm doing is adding to it. And you build upon it over a period of time and, you know, collaboration across the planet. And a significant amount of collaboration that happens around the world. So FOSS Asia was an example of that.
Right. Okay. Now, from what I read, you say that it's a kind of a social change that you're trying to bring across, right? And you're trying to make. What kind of social change?
The change is already afoot. It's that you may not realize it. And, you know, a lot of the things that we see from the open source perspective has always been there. It's been the background, and that's the way in most cases it should just be. It should just solve the problem and, you know, don't get in the way of whatever it is. So it helps to move the agenda forward. So the agenda really is to empower people.
Right.
Is to gain more, you know, ideas on how to solve problems.
Right.
And so on. So open source is the way to do it. And everybody now wants to follow the same model.
Really?
Great. Yeah. you would see, you know, announcements over the last few days, you know, other proprietary software companies saying, we are going to do this as well. Welcome to the game. So, you know, Red Hat has been the leader in that space for the longest period. And so we are essentially the gold standard for that.
So, I mean, you would think, so this is just really one way of getting everybody on the bandwagon, just wanting to help to improve things and make things better for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't stop you from making money along the way as well, because a lot of times making money is an important consideration. We're not denying that.
Right.
But there are many ways to skin the cat. I mean, apologies to the cat lovers.
No.
But,
cat lover.
Poor turn of phrase there. How's it in Asia? How is the take-up rate for this kind of camaraderie?
It's significant. There's a lot of things happening. I mean, it's got to do with people being enabled and then saying, hey, yeah, I know I can do this too. Oh, I know how to do this a little bit. I learned it in school. I saw somebody else do it. I want to contribute as well.
Mm.
So there are no barriers. You remove all barriers to contribution, collaboration, and ideas. The next best idea may come from Timbuktu. I have no idea where the person is. But he contributes something, and, you know, that's a great idea. And guess what? Sometimes we do hire.
Right.
So Red Hat hires a lot of our core engineers because they did some stuff in the open source community.
Timbuktu, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that's a calling card.
So back to the nuts and bolts of what happens when our internet connection goes down. I've been thinking about it since the beginning with my head on my CPU and all that. So this is SENT we're talking about, the Severe Emergency Nomadic Toolbox.
Secure
emergency. Yeah. See, the change of one letter can change the entire meaning.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Tell us all about it.
This is mooted via the Internet Society Singapore chapter, which I happen to be the president as well. The intention here is what happens. We need to understand how are you going to respond when the internet is down?
Yes.
What do I need to do? Do you know what to do?
No.
Okay. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
So we want to
build up a set of tools and software, and everything has to be open source. Otherwise, you cannot be dependent on somebody else telling you what to do.
Right.
And all of this has to be documented. And so this is a first step in, you know, of a few more steps before we complete the toolbox. So the idea here is, we want to say, okay, what do you need in an emergency toolbox? It's just like a first aid kit. What do I need inside?
Mm.
So we have crafted a few ideas, and we're working with the open source community to see what else can we add to it. And then let's run through a scenario. Can we like turn off the internet? It's kind of hard in Singapore, but there are parts of the world you can go to and there's no internet access. So
it's
what
sort
do
of
you
a
do?
Troubleshooting 101, so to speak.
It's more than just troubleshooting. You need to know what
it
is.
It gives
the
you the nuts and bolts to operate.
The idea here is to get as much as you possibly can with whatever you have with you.
Right. Okay.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. I mean, are there physical parts of this toolbox that we need?
Well, one of the exercise we went through initially was to build using something called Serval, S-E-R-V-A-L. Which is a project, an open source project, and initiated in Australia. One of the challenges in Australia is that you have huge places where there are no signals.
Ah.
So if you're on a cell phone and you're driving through a part, and how are you going to communicate with the next person, you know, maybe in another car or something, right? How do you do that?
Okay.
Yeah, you can get a radio set, sure. I mean, that's all alternate ways, right?
Uh-huh.
But if I have a handphone only, how can I talk to you? When there's no cell phone tower.
Okay.
So what do I need to do?
yell so, very loudly.
Well, if it's too far away, you can't reach it, right? So right. It's a challenge. So this particular project is called Serval, and Serval is a piece of software they load up into your Android phone. And now you can talk among people
only
using Wi-Fi.
Only the Android phone?
Only for the Android, because it is open and you can actually collaborate on that.
Ah,
so
okay,
you need environments where you can actually, it's
that's
open
right.
and collaborate.
Okay, that, yes, that makes sense.
So otherwise it's going to be very hard. Okay. So this gives you an opportunity to start building a network, so that I can talk to people and, you know, you can use your standard device. So we are making certain assumptions. So again, is that the viable model? So there's a term that we are using, we call minimum viable internet.
Minimum viable internet.
What is viable? What is the viability here? What is it that you can?
And how minimalistic?
Yeah, how minimalistic can you make it, right?
Can you make it?
Yeah. So in an emergency, what do you need? So I need a power system. I need battery systems. I need a way to generate power if my battery is dead.
Right.
What do I need? So what else do I need? So we need to think it through. You need to have, you know, solar panels perhaps. I need to have a diesel generator perhaps.
So have you built this system and is it ready to go?
The Serval is ready to go. So the rest of the stuff is, you know, whatever you find in the place where you are, right? So you need to think about. So we can't, your first aid kit cannot be full.
Yeah,
there'll
okay.
be things that's going to be missing.
Right, okay.
Right? So this, the idea is you need to think about. So documenting it and putting it in there. Now, certainly what we really, really want to do is to run a simulation.
Well, that
so
would be brilliant.
So then we turn off the internet. That'll
be brilliant.
And see what happens.
Okay, that's
scary.
Like
a fire, it's just like a fire drill. What do you need to do? Do you know what to do?
Can we run such an exercise in Singapore at the expense of not putting people in danger?
I think that was one of the challenges we had. I was trying to run this as a workshop when we were doing the event. And how do I turn off the internet in Singapore? So what there are a few ways you can do. What you need to do is something called a Faraday cage, which is nothing more than a mesh, a wire meshing
right.
that you surround yourself with.
Okay.
And when you're inside the mesh,
it blocks out everything
all signals.
Else.
So if you go to the science center, you'll see where they have a very large high
yeah.
energy.
Okay.
There's a guy who sits in a cage.
Yes.
That's called a Faraday cage.
Okay.
So there are no signals inside. So this is the way you want to do it. So I need to
simulate
this,
that situation.
Simulate
yeah.
a
so that
Faraday
you can,
cage. So
right.
that we can say, I got no GSM. I got nothing else. It's what I have inside. This is what it is. So let's build a network. Let's build. What do I need to do to build it? So bring all the toys you have. To put it together and see, where do I start?
And the kitchen sink. And,
yeah, exactly.
It's like putting a band-aid together around your, well,
yeah,
I mean.
In some sense, you're trying to build a band-aid now.
Yeah, yes, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
All right.
So the idea here is not very, very new. It came from the amateur radio community, the ham radio operators.
Okay.
The ham radio operators were the ones who helped invent a lot of the stuff you see on radio today, FM
That's
transmission
right.
and all that.
That's right.
So the Singapore Amateur Radio Society is one of those guys who, you know, do this regular annual event where they try and communicate with each other just purely on radio sets.
And using different frequencies
and across the planet and all that.
How close are you to success?
No, we got the Serval running. Now the rest of it is, you know, diesel generators. Well, you know, you need to go get a diesel generator. So battery system. Well, you need to find battery. So you have to provide. I mean, a lot of the idea here is to provide for yourself. So
right.
you need to get a laundry list of these are all the 10 or 20 things you need. And then let's build it up. And then let's run a simulation.
The day that you're ready to run an island-wide simulation, Harish.
Give us a call.
Give us a call. Honestly.
We
have to turn off the radio system here, though.
So we'll be front and center to witness.
We can always go mobile.
Yeah, there you go. You can't go mobile because there's no cell phone.
Oh, that's... Oh,
so
okay.
you need to use you need to use a Serval network to then connect.
Ah, okay.
You see,
okay.
So you need to... everything that you want to do is going to be turned off.
Rethink, right?
You have to rethink.
Okay. Harish Pillay, thank you very much. It's been a joy speaking to you. He's Global Head of Community Architecture and Leadership at Red Hat in APAC. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.